Okay. So I guess a lot has changed since the last time I talked, because back then I didn't have like an extra furry animal kind of hanging around. And back then I probably didn't even have a lot of context about all this ADHD stuff that one of my friends is like infatuated about right now. Just like talking about it all the time, and it's really good. She's like a hardcore educational advocate for that type of brain. And it's just really, really fun to just like, I don't know, like the way that she talks about the brain is so like non-judgmental and very just like validating and like logic based, right? Like it's, instead of somebody feeling like, I don't know, embarrassed for like maybe like some habits that are very, you know, typically can be labeled as lazy or procrastinating or like just always needing their next fix in some ways, like to just keep them going. Like it, like she just talks about it as like the brain of an ADHD person just doesn't produce the same level of dopamine as an atypical person. So then basically that whole spectrum looks like an atypical person can say, hey, this is a good thing for me to do. These are some really mundane tasks, boring as heck as ever, right? But I can just put them in my schedule and I can just do them consistently because I know of the benefits of what that will produce for me, right? And so they can be the kind of person to be like, hey, this is on my checklist. Check it off. It's got like 1,000 steps to it, but they can just check off one check mark, be like, I did it all, right? Whereas an ADHD person, it's really cool to see that they actually need tiny steps along their whole journey to get to like one small-ish goal, right? Like one daily task. There's like actually like 10 to 20 steps to get to that completion point. And so like, so then if they were going to create a list, then it's like, hey, let's check off all the tiny blips so that we can celebrate every time we are doing like one micro habit moving in that direction, right? And that's where like an ADHD-ish person can have more of those like dopamine hits, like in it, like in advance, like before they actually get to the end product of the actual thing that they're trying to do. It's like brain hacking their system, their life, so that they get as many dopamine hits as they could possibly get from just their regular life, right? Like the good things that they would be doing anyways, right? Rather than trying to find dopamine hits with all of the other things that, it's like, there's like the always activities that if you're getting dopamine hits from those anyways, it's like setting yourself up for success versus somebody that like kind of starves themselves of the dopamine hits. And then they get to the point where then they need to like doom scroll, or they need to be like doing the video game thing, or doing those other things that also give dopamine hits, but like they're just not as like helpful for life habit, productivity, and like just like overall well-being kinds of things, right? So it's like there's like green light activities that are like dopamine hitting anyways, and then there's the yellow light and red light, like just all over again, just like with food, right? And so it's just like so fascinating to hear all of this information and be like, I totally resonate with this. I actually do. And the way that she talks about how ADHD presents in girls and women as opposed to boys and men, right? This whole idea of how, you know, like an ADHD girl, woman, person, you know, like they might be called out often in a situation where they're supposed to be more serious or whatever as maybe too chatty, right? Like they're too social, too chatty. You know, they might be daydreaming a lot and just like really like that kind of behavior, right? And it's just so funny because I'm like looking back in my life, I'm like, oh, yes, 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 right? Like that was always my biggest complaint of being in public school. Like, why is it that I'm getting docked so many marks just because I want to connect with people, just because I want to talk with people, just because I can't stop talking with people? And like, it's like, why is that a bad thing? Like, I don't understand why you wouldn't want your community members to be connecting with one another and to be gathering information about one another and finding ways to help each other solve each other's solutions and all of that kind of thing, right? So I just never understood that. And then also, I did. I had such a strong daydreaming ability, right? Like, I am a dreamer, right? Like, and so that's been really cool to just kind of resonate with all of that information. And just like you know, like, and just be aware of different ways that I can get my dopamine hits even, right? And I've been finding that I've been getting it naturally, right? Whether it's my dopamine hits of, hey, I'm doing all these like healthful like habits to just help my liver, right? And obviously it's working, right? It makes it so that my brain doesn't have to work so hard to do certain like simple tasks. Like my executive functioning has gone way up, right? Because of this 30-day nutrition like powerhouse kind of life. And then also just like, you know, I've like cut down my technology use dopamine hits like so much, like at least 50%, if not 80, right? So that now I'm using, you know, different methods, right? I'm like doing the crocheting thing or the beading thing or the, you know, connecting with actual people thing or creating, organizing different like activities for people. Because I do. I love that. I love bringing people together. It's like such an amazing, you could call it dopamine hit, right? Like it's just so much fun for me. And then also just like, I don't know, just like hitting those bucket list items that I just always wanted to hit, right? Those personal interest things that just are meaningful to me, right? Like living the life that I always wanted to live, that kind of stuff, right? So I've been trying to do a lot of that kind of stuff. And it's interesting that I want to talk about this as like my first little podcast thing from taking quite a big break, right? Like there's so much that has happened since the last time that I podcasted. Like, you know, I was able to help put on a retreat. And you know, when I say put on a retreat, I say it in a way that is just like, I try to be as accurate as possible, right? Because there's a part of me that has a hard time taking credit for things, period, right? Because I realize that so much of what I'm able to offer to somebody is because somebody else has offered it to me in the past. And so I'm just passing on the torch of light to be like, hey, somebody gave this to me. If you could use it, please, right? If you could use it, please, because I don't want it to go to waste. I want it to be decomposed properly. I want it to be reused. I want it to be recycled. I want it to be all of that, right? But then also, it's like kind of like what I described in the first yoga session that I taught at this retreat. You know, I kind of described this idea of how I kind of see us as like sunflowers, you know, and we're reaching towards the light. Everywhere the light is, the sun is, we're reaching towards it. And so throughout all the poses, I just invited people to reach towards the light, right? Just reach towards it and just get all the nourishment and strength that is available to them, for them to grow, for them to actualize what they were born to do in this life, in this body, right? And that's kind of a little bit about what I talked about, right? And I kind of talked, and then other times I added to it. I was like, okay, now imagine you're this like sunflower and you have these solar panels. So it's not just that you're turning towards the light, but you're actually receiving as much like sunlight or light energy as possible so that you can have your batteries full and charged up so that you can run even when the sun isn't shining, even when the light's not there. You can be like another beacon, like a light on the hill, right? Like just that kind of thing, right? And it was just really fun to just like bring in all of these things. And it was so meaningful at different points to have different friends to be like, hey, I really appreciate that visualization. I never thought of things like this or like that, or, you know, things like that. And it just like was super validating, right? Because for a long time, I would just practice yoga and just kind of, it was just kind of like a fitness exercise thing. But it wasn't until somebody brought up like they call it yoga nidra, this whole idea of like helping someone go through this like visualization meditation when they're all relaxed, right? And letting them walk through an explorative kind of simulation in their mind, right? It's like VR on steroids, right? Like that's like the ancient practice of VR in some ways, right? And so it's awesome, right? It's awesome because it helps someone to just like realize different things about themselves, to see things in their dream. You know, like you're just kind of narrating a dream for them, right? Anyways, it was really fun after the fact to just hear different people just comment on, hey, like, I really appreciate that. And I guess, like, it was just validating for me because sometimes I get into my head and I'm like, I don't know if someone else really wants to hear what I see or what I'm experiencing, right? And so I'm just, like, keeping it like that, right? Like, it's just, like, whatever I can do to help, whatever whenever I can notice that it's shareable, like that I can somehow package into some kind of palatable form for someone else, like, please, right? Like, I love to help, right? So that was just really neat. That was like one portion of my retreat that I was like, yay, so cool. I'm so glad. Like, so that was like the Hormone River retreat that I did April 25th to 27th, 2024, just this past weekend. And I have like some other little blips to kind of share of like wins and just gratitudes about that whole experience.